We're so excited you joined us this morning on Facebook or YouTube, or even if you're in the sanctuary in person. We're streaming live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Taylor Tabernacle, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. We thank you this morning for joining us. We thank you that you thought it not robbery to lift up the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. 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 We are so happy this morning. What a beautiful day. A little blustery out there, but what a beautiful day. God's sunshine is on us, and we are here to praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Hey, this morning we're going to go to the Word of God. We're going to go to our scripture first. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. If you would stand on your feet while we read the Word of God, whether you are at home or in the sanctuary, it is our custom. And we thank you in advance for that. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. For there is one God and one mediator. Sure. It might be, yes. All right. Amen. Amen. Our speaker of the hour is asking for the message version to be read, but let me just highlight one thing before we go to that. For there is one God and one mediator between man and men, the man Jesus, Christ Jesus. And the message version is titled Simple Faith and Plain Truth. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well, so we may be quietly, so that we can be quietly about our business in living simply, in humble contemplation. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. He wants not only us to be everyone saved. You know, everyone to get to know the truth. We've learned that there's one God and only one, and one priest mediator between God and us, Jesus, who offered himself in exchange for everyone held captive by sin, to set them all free. Especially the news is going to get out. This and this only has been my appointed work, getting this news to those who have never heard of God and explaining how it works by simple faith and plain truth. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy, holy, holy word. Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace. Most holy and wise Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see the breaking of another day, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you help us make it on our way to your house, Father. We bless your name and we thank you, Lord. We ask for traveling mercies for those who continue to be on their way, God. Those who did not did not deem it to come into the house, Lord, today. We ask you to bless their homes, Lord, that their hearts may be filled, Lord, that you may be edified and glorified, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name this morning, God, and we thank you this morning, God. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to walk through the halls of government, God, in the name of Jesus. Our people are crying. Your people, God, are crying out in the streets, God, in the name of Jesus, for justice, God, for peace, God, in the name of Jesus. And only you can bring it about, God. Help them, God, to look for you, to look to you, to look towards you, God, for the answers, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, this morning. We thank you that you stepped out of time. You stepped out of eternity into time, God, just for us, God. One God, yes, you stepped out, God, and you made the ultimate sacrifice for us in the name of Jesus. I bless your name this morning, God, and I lift you on high this morning because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy of all the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to walk through the hospitals this morning and the nursing homes and the private homes, God. God, there's healing needed in this land, God. You are the doctor that's never lost a case, God. And we ask you, God, to step in and heal, God, in the name of Jesus. There are homes, Lord, covered in grief, Lord, for you losing loved ones this morning, God. You are the comforter, Lord. We ask you to bring them comfort and peace this morning, God. We just glorify your name, God. God, you are the potter and we are the clay, God. Break us, make us, mold us anew, God. Fill us with fresh oil, God. Help us to run this race, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be a shining example, God, of what you want us to do in this world, God. Help us to shine, God, so the world wants to know what it is and who it is we know, God. Help us to lead someone, God, to the path that never grows dim, God. Help us, God, to be shining examples, God, of your love in this dark and dreary world this morning, God. We bless your name this morning, God, and we lift you on high this morning, God. Lord, let the train of your robe fill this temple this morning, God. Get glory for yourself, God. Let something here said, let something here done, God, prick someone's heart to make a decision for you, God, in the name of Jesus. For that is why we're put here, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, Lord, that we would draw all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name this morning, God. We think it not robbery to lift our voice and say, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Bless your holy name this morning, God. We thank you, God, and we give you glory and honor this morning, God, simply because it is due, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord, and I lift your name up. In Jesus' precious and holy and righteous name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. You can let those in the foyer come in and have a seat this morning. Bless his holy name this morning. Come on, y'all. Let's just shake the dirt off while those come in. Let's just shake the dirt of the week and the day off. Let's just lift his name up. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name this morning. Bless his holy name this morning. We glorify you this morning, God. We thank you and we lift you on high this morning, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name this morning, God. Bless his holy and righteous name this morning, God. If he's done anything for you, I mean, he just woke you up this morning. You ought to be shouting about that this morning. Hallelujah. You have a roof over your head. You ought to say thank you this morning. Somebody's sitting home eating pancakes this morning, but give him glory this morning because there's somebody else who doesn't have that this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, we just lift him up this morning. My heart is filled this morning. My heart is full, Lord, to give you glory this morning, God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you and we bless your holy name this morning, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Savior. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name this morning. Bless your holy name, God. Thank you, 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 God. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Oh, thank you, God. It's personal this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you for saving me, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to move on. We got to move on, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, we have our sister Leah Reed this morning. You know, I'm always excited when she is coming. Hallelujah. To bring us a beautiful song. The next voice you will hear will be that of our Reverend John Cureton, who will be bringing our morning message. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 It's just such an honor and a privilege to open up our mouths and give God praise for all that he's done, for who he is in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, and he's so, so wonderful, and just sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and being that sacrifice, that love that Jesus shows for us. And so, oh, how I love Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing. It's a word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Let's sing together. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Don't quench your praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We're so thankful for the Lord for this morning. Amen. amen, this morning that he has blessed us with and brought us together, amen, that he already had new mercies waiting for us, amen, that he already had encouragement for our soul, amen, glory to God, that he had already spoken blessing over us, amen, glory to God, has renewed us and has reconnected us with Father God. Oh, glory to his name. Saints of God, welcome and greetings to you on this morning, and to our visitors, to those that are joining us on the stream. We just welcome and we thank you. We're so glad that you've chosen this house of worship, and we pray that God's continual presence, just as we began this morning, would just stay and abide and remain with you and in your heart. Amen. We're about 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving. Amen. And as we know in the church, every day is Thanksgiving, right? And you know, many of us, we might be planning to see some family, that we haven't seen for a few years. Amen. There might be some aunts and uncles, some grandkids, some cousins, and even some play cousins. Amen. That we're going to give thanks to be able to fellowship with again in person once more. Amen. And I didn't come with a Thanksgiving message for today. Amen. But I thought I'd at least try to give you at least one quick tip for Thanksgiving, especially if there might be some of you that are hosting. I just wanted to leave you with one quick tip. Amen. And, you know, I just want to tell you, in this world, you might find two types of people. Amen. Two types of people. They might be around your table. And I think you might be familiar with what I'm about to say. Amen. And a quick disclaimer, I am not naming names. Amen. And I'm not asking you to raise your hand when I talk about these groups. So don't blame me. Amen. I got one hand up back there. Amen. But listen, this is something about that first group of people that might be at your Thanksgiving table. And those are people who don't like for their food to touch. Amen. Amen. They don't like, these are the group of people, they don't like for their food to touch. Mac and cheese, turkey, greens, potato, and gravy. Everything has its own place on their plate. Amen. But nothing can touch. Amen. And listen, don't call out anybody's name, but maybe you know someone in this group. And this group, they need those types of plates with the dividers. Amen. If you want to be a good host, if you want to help them out, have those plates that have the divider. Amen. Now, the second group of people, with them, it's almost the complete opposite. Amen. Everything on their plate is touching. Amen. This in the second group, you have those folks that put the mac and cheese right on top of the collard greens. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? The gravy finds its way into every part of their plate. Their plate is more vertical, right, than it is spread out horizontal. And maybe you know someone in this group, and this group needs extra strong plates. Amen. If you want to be a good host, they need extra strong plates. Don't give them your special, fancy plates, but don't give them any flimsy paper. Make sure they have something that can hold them. And like I said, this isn't a Thanksgiving message today. That was just a quick tip for those that might be hosting. And listen, we're not going to solve the debate between these two groups either. Amen. But if you're a good host, this is what I want to let you know. Have a diversity of plates ready. Amen. Same meal, same dinner, same Thanksgiving blessing. But as a good host, serve it with a diversity of plates. Amen. 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 Listen, as we pray, would you hold up holy hands? Amen. Father, we surrender to you now. We're thankful to be in your presence this morning. We're thankful that the many doors of many churches are open everywhere, and that your Holy Spirit permeates over streaming services and radio waves. We are thankful, O Lord, that you have found us this morning. You sought us out and compelled our spirit to seek your light. Father, we pray that the word that you have chosen will serve to bring us home to you. We pray that we will respond to your grace and choose not to be separated from you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will not be overridden by our own choices, but that as you teach us to trust you, we would submit our will to yours. Father, continue to magnify your Son, Jesus Christ, in our lives. Guide our paths, our words, and our passion for all to know the gospel message for themselves. We love you and we bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. And if we'll stand just for a moment while we go to our text for today, we're going to find our scripture in the 15th chapter of the book of John, and also in the fourth chapter of 1 Timothy. Amen. So you might see on your screen John, the 15th chapter and the 3rd verse, and then also 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 11. And John 15 and 3 reads this way. It says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Amen. Moving to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, we read in the 4th verse, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of faith and the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That's why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people and especially of those that believe." Amen. And listen, today we'll take our subject right from the short verse we found in John 15 and 3. Now you are clean by the word. Amen. Now, even right now, and some versions say already, you are clean. You, meaning you, me, Jews, Gentiles, not just one group of people, not just the church mothers, but God's holiness is available to you. Now you are clean by the word. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. And listen, I just love how God moves. And when God does a God thing, and that means that something that only he'll do. And I just love how he was driving my spirit. And then he came and moved in the service that we would open in the way that we did. Amen. Listen, in the general order of things, we usually end our time together in the word with an altar call. Amen. And by that, I mean a few moments that are set aside for us to acknowledge the moving of the Holy Spirit on our hearts. And then we step forward to the front of the altar here, and we ask God to meet us in our place of faith to heal, save, and deliver us from the lies that the secular world has attempted to bind us with. Amen. And maybe even just because we made it to the church building today, or we had access to the streaming service, that doesn't always mean that we arrived free of burdens. Sometimes we come in carrying weight that was not meant for us. Amen. We're carrying anxiety that is not designed for us. We have sickness in our bodies that should not have power over us. Amen. And if we've been carrying it for a while, if this thing has been on us for a while, sometimes it may even feel normal for us. Amen. And so in the name of Jesus on this morning, amen, we come with this altar already open. Amen. We're going to move through the word, but the altar shall remain open from this moment forward. Amen. And as the Holy Spirit leads, amen, if you come forward, you come forward. Deacons and intercessors will attend to you. If you're on the chat, if you raise your hand in the chat screen, in faith, someone will attend to you. Amen. The altar of the Lord is now open. John 15:3 says this. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Jesus has cleansed us by his word that we might be presented as a glorious church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And as Jesus spoke this to his disciples, if you just go in John 14, 15, 16, just move it through. Jesus is just talking and talking, and every word means something. And it's a lot to take in a short amount of time. And it was hard for his disciples to understand where he was going. In fact, many of them were receiving it as a parable. Amen. And when we're truthful, we find ourselves in the same situation, hearing the words of Jesus, amen, but it sounds more like a parable that we don't yet have an understanding of, amen. Glory to God, even as believers, amen. Just last week, I was battling in my spirit. Heaviness was on my heart. Division was at my doorstep. Amen. The enemy of the world was putting the situation front and center, and I had to ask the Lord for faith, even though my spirit felt far from the altar. Amen. God was speaking. Amen. But I wasn't close enough to hear from him. Amen. I didn't understand. It was as if it was coming in a parable. And you might be with me in that place this morning, or you may know someone that's in a place of need and you don't know how to help them. You don't know the words to speak to them. Amen. Even as we go to the Lord in prayer, because we know that if we call on him, he'll hear us. Amen. But sometimes our situational prayer doesn't seem or appear to be working. And we begin to doubt ourselves. We begin to doubt our worth. We remind ourselves of everything that we've done against God since the third grade. We begin to feel as ugly as our ugly situation. Amen. But at the altar this morning, I remind us that Jesus himself is fighting for us. Jesus is warring for the fate of our soul. His work on the cross was for our victory. His love for us is immeasurable. Jesus knows he has overcome the world, and we have reconciled access to Father God through Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the importance of this short verse that we find in John 15:3. Now, even meaning right now, in this moment, your version saying already clean. You and me, Jews and Gentiles, not just one group of people, and not just for these people that were from centuries ago, but available today. Amen. In this age and generation from which we hear the word of God. Amen. You are clean. Meaning acceptable before God, you are clean by the word which Jesus himself has spoken over you. When contemplating John 15:3, the Matthew Henry commentary says this for all believers. The word of Christ is spoken to us. There is a cleansing virtue in that word as it works grace and works out corruption. It cleanses as fire cleanses gold from its dross. Dross is the worthless part when they've melted the gold. And it works as medicine cleanses the body from its disease. We then evidence that we are cleansed by the word when we bring forth fruit unto holiness. Amen. When you're reading the other part of that, chapter 15, it talks about the fruit of the vine, and it talks about how that's worked through Jesus, not of our own. Amen. What John's saying in chapter 15, part of that is that expecting the fruit of holiness without God's word is like trying to wash our clothes without any soap. Amen. God's word is a cleansing agent, and his grace comes in through the Holy Spirit, transforming us and revealing the great worth that God sees in us. Amen. And we have access to God's word, even more so in this day and age than ever before. Amen. We have access to the word through our Bible, and we need to read it. Amen. When we read the word of God, we can then see and know the way that God sees and looks at us. Amen. And so this morning, even right now, are you willing to see yourself, maybe even imagine yourself in the way that God sees you? Are you willing to see your worth in the eyes of Father God? Amen. Listen, as we go to Timothy, the fourth chapter, Paul sees worth that's going on in Timothy's ministry, and he speaks out regarding generational and cultural traditions that deceive believers regarding our worth to God. 1 Timothy 4, the 4th and the 5th verse says, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." It is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. It is cleansed by the word of God and prayer. Amen. Here, Paul addresses the traditions of eating first. For the Jewish people, their strict rules over their diet and what was clean to eat or not to eat, that defined them as a people. Amen. We saw this with Daniel and his peers when they refused the king's diet so as not to lose their identity. Amen. How they ate in those traditions of eating defined them as the Jewish people. Amen. And we can see this cultural context, this connection to food, if we start to think about soul food, when we think about Southern barbecue, if we think about Texas barbecue, Asian food, Mexican food, every restaurant menu, it carries along with it cultures and traditions and history. Amen. And also that there's a mix that it carries of myths and legends. Amen. So regarding these traditions of food, Paul reminds us that every creature provided from God is good and sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Amen. And as God speaks through the Apostle Paul, he works to set us free from religious practices that are more myth than truth. And he encouraged us to expand our witness out of that which is a familiar boundary. If we can understand how God uses his word and prayer to sanctify every creature in the earth, then perhaps we can see how he sends his word and prayer to sanctify humankind from every nation and every language. Amen. Let me say it this way. If God can save you from your mess, then maybe he can do it for the same thing for someone that's not like you. Maybe even someone who doesn't vote the way you vote. Glory to God. In John 15:3, our challenge is to believe the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to know Jesus for ourselves, and to believe we have been cleansed by his word and are now counted worthy in the sight of God. Now in 1 Timothy chapter 4, our challenge is to believe the same transformative cleansing in the life of others. Amen?
Amen.
So listen, in this open altar call this morning, I'm curious to ask, who might you bring to the altar with you? Or perhaps another question is, who have you left out? Who are the souls that maybe you have counted out? Who are they that you have believed are beyond saving? Who are the strangers and the foreigners, maybe even enemies that we've called unclean? As a transformed believer, we are challenged to understand that other believers are already clean, even though they may eat differently. They might dress differently. They may have a different tattoo or a different earring than you have. They might sing different worship songs when they're praising Jesus, but they too are clean by the word Jesus has spoken over them. Amen. Are we willing to allow others to join us at the altar this morning? Or do we prefer just to have our own personal Jesus? As I get ready to close, I found encouragement this week in Psalm 40 where King David speaks about his cleansing process. It reads like this. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things that you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offerings you did not require. Amen. We'll stop there, but take some time this week. Read that whole chapter, chapter 40, Psalm 40. Amen. And as we stop there, we did recognize that as God cleansed David from the pit and the miry clay, he gave him a new song and transformed him with a new voice, and did so through the work of grace, and not a sin offering which David couldn't even pay. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 says it like this, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. Amen. I can relate to David in that psalm. I can relate to the slime and the dirt and the miry clay. I can relate not to being able to count my own self worthy by my own works, or work my own self into salvation. But I'm so glad for God, who sees me right where I am and who loves me. Amen. Even when I've fallen short before him. Amen. I'm so glad for Father God, who had a plan for my redemption, even though I wasn't born in the family of Israel, and even before I realized the mess that I had made. I've shared this with you before from John 3:16 and 17, this blessing of salvation where Jesus declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. For God did not send his son Jesus into the world to condemn this world, but to save the world through him. God didn't send him Jesus to condemn the world, so why would he send us to condemn the world? Glory to God. But rather to preach the saving message, gospel message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Testify of that which the Lord has done for you. God didn't only do this for people who look like me and who eat the same Thanksgiving meal that I eat. He doesn't only love those who come in the doors working, wearing traditional church clothing, and those who stream the same cultural music, worship music on their Sunday morning. Amen. But Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, God has a plan for all of humankind to be reunited with Him at the great celebration. Amen. And so I'm asking it again. I said to you, will you accept the invitation that is before you today? Will you move beyond your situation and accept God's offer in faith? Romans 10 and 13 said, "For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. A few verses before that, he says, "The word is nigh to you, even in your own mouth and in your own heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Use your faith this morning. Will you respond in faith at the altar of the Lord today? The altar that is open now, that's been open since the beginning of the service. Will you respond in faith? Will you openly call on the name of Jesus Christ as your Savior, and in doing so, receive the gift of salvation? The doors of the church are open. Will you come? Glory to His name. Will you write in the chat session right now that you're ready to return to the Lord? Amen. If you're listening and would like to receive Christ Jesus today, let us pray together. Dear Lord, I know that I'm not in right relationship with you. I've not felt worthy. I've not felt as though I'm a part of your family. In faith, Lord, I believe that your word has been spoken over me for my cleansing and salvation. I believe now that you see me in the way that you designed me, and that my life is meant to worship you and give glory to your name. Today I'm responding to the gospel message, the good news that Jesus Christ is the resurrected Son of God. Right now I'm seeking you with my whole heart. Right now, I'm believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that you sent him because you love me, and that his earthly ministry, his shed blood and death and resurrection, fully restored my relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for loving and saving my life. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And if you've accepted this call today, amen. If you've accepted this call to salvation, if you've accepted this return, amen. Let I know just as short as that verse, John 15 and 3 was, know that it is already done. Amen. And that Jesus will meet you in your faith. Amen. And he will do the work in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God will complete what he began, the work that he has begun in you. Amen. And this journey that you are on, whether you're a new believer or whether you're 20 years in, 30 years in, 50 years in, Amen. This journey is not meant to be alone, but join yourself to a congregation. Amen. Join this church house. Join another place where you know the word of God, the true word of God is being preached. Amen. Join and be around other believers. Amen. You can call us. Listen, if you can't make it to this church, but you need to know if there's a church around the corner from your house that you know you want a referral, amen, call the number 215-748-4578. Amen. Go to our website, taylortabernacle.com. Hit the contact us. Check that box. Amen. Join our YouTube. Join our Facebook. Glory to God. If you look, we welcome you and would love to have you in this house. But more than anything, God welcomes you and wants you back in the body of believers. Don't let anything keep you away. Amen. We're here to help in your Christian journey. Amen. Glory to God. We're done. Amen. Glory to his name. I'm inviting Sister Barb back. Amen. And we'll continue in the service today. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And now you are clean. Amen. Bless the Lord for that word this morning. Hey, it's offering time. Amen. In the house. It's offering time in the tabernacle this morning. Oh, that is, Deacon Todd, that was so sad. That was just terrible. There you go. Okay. It's offering time in the tabernacle. Yes. All right. That's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. Our brother Gabriel Kirsten is going to come, and direct us in offering. Following that, our sister Kennedy McCoy will be giving us the announcements. And the last voice you will hear will be that of the speaker of the hour, our Reverend John Kirsten, for the benediction. Amen. Amen. Reverend Gabriel.
Good morning to a Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, using the U.S. Postal Mail, and now by using Venmo. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to a phone number 73256. And you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money to order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, P.A., 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to side ramp door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Wednesday night Bible study / prayer service, 7 p.m. via Google Meet. The church van is operational. Please leave a message on the church voicemail by Thursday or call Brother Sean Kimball directly to schedule transportation. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Hey, if we can all stand, we'll be prepared to dismiss. Amen. Bless the Lord for this time we've had together, amen, and all that have joined us, especially here in the sanctuary, and all those who continue to see week by week on our streaming services, amen. Pray that God continue to keep us connected, amen. So we just prepare. I think we had the announcements. They were short this week, so I keep thinking somebody else has something to say. But I think we're good that way. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your arms around us. And we thank you for your love that is towards us. Bless us in our going out and our coming in, O Lord. And keep our faith ever before us. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Goodbye, everyone.